This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We should just call this particular hour of the show the Biden family update. And one of the articles that I saw says Hunter Biden is believed to be hiding at the White House while his baby mama goes on the warpath. I love it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I mean, this Maury family, the Bidens, is apparently hiding out Hunter so he doesn't get to, I don't know whether she's trying to do a got a process server, but they're hiding Hunter after he came back from the Ireland, you know, vacation that they went to go see the family lineage and, of course, check on their money. But they come back and Hunter's hunkered down in the White House because he doesn't want to get served with more child support or something. And I don't blame his girlfriend, his former girlfriend, the stripper, from going after this money, because Hunter's got plenty. He's a rich dude. Say, lawyer for the former stripper, London Roberts, asked an Arkansas court Friday to jail the first son for failing to fork over his financial records as required in her lawsuit over support payments for their four-year-old unacknowledged daughter that they named Navy. Roberts claims that Hunter, 53, is flaunting the dignity and authority of the court by failing to provide one single item or word of discovery, and says the court should incarcerate the defendant in the Claiborne County Detention Center until he complies with the court's orders. I agree. I completely agree. London Roberts. She's 32 years old. Had to get a court-ordered paternity test to prove that Navy was Hunter's daughter. And last year, Hunter applied to have his monthly support payments reduced. This guy is a scumbag. He fights her on the paternity of the kid, which I have no problem with that. Lord knows, leftist women will absolutely, they will let you raise another man's children so fast. Man, they don't care about you. It's all about the money. Trust me. Trust and believe. I know this very well. And I'm not saying, not with me. No, I know where all my children are. I know who the mothers are of my kids. The problem is, in the black community, this type of thing goes on all the time. I'm just glad that white folks are seeing that this can happen to you. It can happen to you if you're young and in love. What was the song? Oh, it could be true. It could happen to you. Oh, Young at Heart. That's the song, Young at Heart. If you are among the very young at heart. Oh, my goodness. So, Hunter is forced to get a paternity test, which I'm okay with that. I'm okay with her saying, no, I will prove it to you. Like I said, this is Maury being played out. All we're missing is Maury in the TV cameras. But this is Maury. So she says, it is your baby. And he said, I ain't my baby. She said, it is your baby. I ain't my baby. Okay. And Maury says, we have the results. You are the father. So Hunter finds out that he is the daddy. And now that he knows he's a daddy, what does he do? He goes into hide mode. Now, this is where it separates from black folks. Because the black men are like, come get it. I ain't got no money. Come get it. What you trying to get? You going to squeeze blood from a potato? It ain't going to happen. Hunter, on the other hand, who is very wealthy, has access to lots of people. In fact, here's what I would be looking at if I were she. I would say, hey, listen, where'd you get that $2 million to pay your taxes? Half of that was mine, or a percentage of it is. If you got a friend, a wealthy attorney, a Hollywood attorney who's willing to pay your debt, he needs to pay me first. I would go petition the court. Get that money. Go get that booty, girl. Shoo. I need to be her advisor, huh? My producers are like... I don't know what I know. And all I'm telling you is what I see. Here's a dude. He's a kind of a deadbeat. I don't blame him. If she's, look, she's a stripper. Who knows who the baby was? Okay, but they found out it's yours, Hunter. Even on Maury, you know what dudes say? When they go, you are the father, Maury says, well, now that you know, what are you going to, well, man, I'm going to step up, man. I mean, I got to be in my kid's life. I mean, I guess I'm going to have to do it, you know. They step up. Hunter ain't stepping up. Is Joe stepping up? Is Jill stepping up? Is Ashley forget Ashley. She's too far gone. Who's stepping up? Is James are any of the brothers Biden stepping up? No. She's just a young girl who's on her own, and she's got the Biden family who sticks together against her. And that's why Joe and them, they won't even recognize Little Navy. Think about this. Where's the backlash? This is what Joe Biden is saying about family. Look, so what is blood family? I don't care. The girl isn't trying to keep the baby from them. Joe isn't recognizing his baby as his granddaughter. Jill isn't. None of them. They just throw her to the wolves. But boy, let Trump have done this. Yeah, you'd be hearing all about it. He's such a deadbeat. I can't believe it. And this Trump, the son would be, oh, are you kidding? It'd be excoriating. Any one of them. Don Jr., Eric. What's the tall one, the little one? I forget his name, but I can see him. He's super tall now. But any of them, they would be all over these kids. Whichever son. They had the illegitimate child. Trump doesn't even recognize his grandchild. They said, she also has enlisted Biden nemesis Garrett Ziegler, an expert witness for the trial, which is expected in July. He's a 27-year-old former Trump advisor. He's founder of the nonprofit Marco Polo, which did a 644-page analysis of Hunter's infamous laptop, identifying hundreds of what they call alleged crimes, which are crimes. Now, Ziegler, they say, is being sued by Hunter's, and they call this guy his sugar brother, the aforementioned Hollywood lawyer that I talked about. His name is Kevin Morris, because they're saying he's harassing Hunter for an invasion of privacy. And by the way, Hunter's defense against everything that's happened to him are, well, they got those SARS reports illegally. Those suspicious activity reports, he's not denying them because he can't. They're legit. He's saying they were gotten illegally. Okay, so I did everything you said. You're right. I took money from all these foreign entities, and I got my family involved, including the big guy. But my defense is they got the proof illegally.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kevin Morris gave Hunter Biden $2.8 million to pay his IRS bill. Which, by the way, part of the federal criminal investigation by the U.S. attorney in Delaware, his name is David Weiss, into Hunter's overseas business dealings. And as I said in the previous segment, Hunter Biden's defense is, you obtained the information illegally about the suspicious activity reports, and therefore that's my defense. So what? I did everything. I'm a Biden. What did Joe Biden like to say? My word is a Biden. My word is a Biden. Career IRS criminal supervisor and special agent who's been investigating Hunter for 3 years came forward with claims that federal prosecutors are preventing tax charges from being brought against Hunter Biden. And not only that, they're running interference on all the other charges that could be brought against him. Preferential treatment is what it's called, people. Politics. Improperly affecting decisions of law. A dual system of justice, as they call it. The whistleblower's attorney, Mark Lytle, said this is what is happening in this instance. And thank God we have a person willing to do this. And for the record, this, when you're a whistleblower in these types of instances, you get paid. You get like 10% of the money recovered. I hope this guy makes millions. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. An NBC News poll showed that Biden trails the generic Republican, insert name here, by 6 points. If the election were held today, 47% of the people would take the Republican, 41% Joe Biden. Yep. But it's actually worse than that. I looked at the inside numbers on it, and, you know, there's, because there's still some wiggle room there. 41 and 47 is only 88% of the vote, so there's 12% left. But here's the thing. 39% of people say they will definitely vote for a Republican. Only 21% of Democrats said they will definitely vote for Biden. You're almost double the fervor against Biden in the party system. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, that 12 points could flip and Joe Biden could end up with 53% of the vote. Okay, whatever. Do you live in dream world? Where do you live? Joe Biden doesn't even have 41%. 21% of people said they will definitely vote for Joe Biden. In other words, 79% of people, the Democrats, don't know if they'll vote for Biden. Many of them said they won't. Wouldn't do it if you put a gun to their head. Only 21% of the voters polled said, yes, he's our man. 79% said, maybe, probably not. Just letting you know, these are the numbers. I'm not trying. Look, I can sway you one way or the other. You can interpret the data any way you choose. Feel free. The poll found that if Biden runs and is a Democrat nominee, 41% of respondents would probably or definitely vote for him. In contrast, if Biden is a Democratic nominee, 47% of respondents said they would probably or definitely vote for the GOP, whoever it is. Yep. Let me tell you, this is not good news for the Democrats in any way, shape, or form. And here's what's worse for them. What's worse for them is the media is starting to flip. Now, don't get excited. Don't get too excited. It's going to take some time. But it's starting. I had a screenshot, and I'm just going to have to explain it, but it comes from Google News. And I'll admit this. When I set up my Google, it wouldn't just pop up Biden articles. It would say top news, and there'd be nothing about Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or the Biden family. Nothing. And that's an impossibility. This is a hot item. It would be some innocuous order like Louis Vuitton purses out of season coming this Christmas. What? There's a lot more going on here. Or some nonsense from AOC. But things have changed. When I changed, I said, no, I want Hunter Biden information. I want to know what's going on with him. So when I adjusted my little bars and stuff, I get this Hunter Biden news. And the first thing that popped up, just so you guys are aware, it was four articles. One that's the lead is Fox News. And at the time of this, when I was talking about it, when I got the snapshot, it said yesterday, the embarrassing thing Hunter Biden whistleblower reveals about the media. That was the main one. But the other three were from, you ready? Forbes, Vanity Fair, and CNN. And in that order, one said, Hunter Biden faces DOJ charges will be discussed this week, report says. That was on Forbes. Vanity Fair said, federal prosecutors are considering four charges against Hunter Biden. And CNN said, Hunter Biden's lawyers to meet with DOJ officials. And all of those had happened the day before or just hours before. Now, I can tell you this. If you had done a search for this a week earlier, I'm talking about not generic, but specific to Hunter Biden, there would have been only one media outlet that you would have found, and it would probably have been Fox News. But anyway, here's what I did after I looked it up on Google News. I looked it up on Google. I just Googled Hunter Biden in the regular search bar, and here's what I found. I found the embarrassing thing Hunter Biden whistleblower reveals about the media, that's Fox, Two, the New York Times. IRS official is said to assert political meddling in Hunter Biden inquiry. And the BBC. Hunter Biden tax probe improperly handled. Whistleblower. Those are the three titles of the articles that are there. So, you have to add the New York Times and the BBC to the list, because I think the Fox News article was pretty much the same. Moving on, the next entry that was below the fold, as they call it, when it's not what you can see in the first page, was news about Hunter Biden laptop story. And here it is from Fox News. Biden campaign, Blinken orchestrated intel letter to discredit Hunter Biden laptop story, ex-CIA official says. Newsweek, Biden team sparked effort to kill Hunter laptop story, ex-CIA boss. Third one, CBS, ex-CIA official says Blinken was impetus for statement discrediting Hunter Biden laptop story. Those are the ones that come up there. Scroll a little bit farther and you get even more additions. Now you get WAPO, you get The Hill, you get CNN, and you get NBC. And here are the quick titles. Coons confident in how Garland has conducted Hunter Biden investigation, The Hill. Washington Post, Hunter Biden takes on a higher profile at a sensitive time. CNN, exclusive. Hunter Biden lawyers to meet with Justice Department officials. That was an earlier thing as well. And then finally, NBC. Federal prosecutors have considered four possible charges against Hunter. All of these are 1 to 3 days before I actually wrote the article about this. And so here's what the test can be for you to go going forward. How much are they going to be talking about Hunter starting now?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Just hours after announcing his re-election bid, President Biden was on the podium touting his work so far.
Our economic plan is working. We now have to finish the job, but there's more to do.
The president told union workers in D.C. he's proud to be the most pro-union president ever. Flight controllers have lost contact with that unmanned spacecraft that was supposed to land on the moon today. The private craft from the Japanese company iSpace entered an expected communications blackout at its scheduled landing time, but controllers have not been able to reestablish contact. Navy ships are heading to Port Sudan in case U.S. troops might be needed to help evacuate more Americans from Sudan. A civil rights icon, confidant of Dr. King, war opponent, music superstar, Harry Belafonte has died. Congestive heart failure given as the reason. Belafonte was 96. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wilcox, if a person lies on Form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs, you can get between 5 to 10 years for that. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
No, I believe Congress changed the sentence last Congress.
What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Okay, who do we talk to see why this case is not being prosecuted? I mean, he said very clearly in his book that he used drugs, he had a gun.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
See, point of order.
Totally irrelevant and not germane to this proceeding.
Sir, he's got his 5 minutes. Go ahead, continue.
He's got a court of law.
Okay, so I understand why you do not want Mr. Wilcox to answer that question. It's very clear why you don't want, because there's a dual system of justice in America. That's what's going on right now, and everybody's talking about it across America. There's two standards of justice that are going on.
Given a Biden family update, and it's not going to be too good for the Bidens. This was in the New York Post a couple days ago. Even more relatives of President Biden, or at least a dozen in all, will be exposed for having received money from foreign entities, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee said Sunday. There's not going to be anybody left for the Christmas picture. If the Department of Justice did their job and went in there and indicted everyone that has any type of fingerprints involved in this influence peddling scheme, said Representative James Comer to Maria Bartiromo of Fox News. Sunday Morning Futures. I mean, it's the entire family, Comer said, and there isn't a single one of those family members that had the ability to do anything to influence foreign policy other than the big guy, Joe Biden. You know why I love listening to this? Why I love repeating what he said? He's referring to him for what he is, the big guy. I talked about, what do you think... The defense that Hunter Biden is using is that, how dare you look into what my reports are, the suspicious activity, how dare you, the IRS is not supposed to tell people what I'm doing with my money. His defense is, you're not supposed to know. Kevin Jackson, folks. To you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to thank the people that support me. Charles Secor, my buddy, I went to college. I was good friends with his younger brother. We call him Dale. But both those Secor boys are two of the smartest guys I know. Anyway, I want to thank those guys for supporting what we do. I want to thank the Andes. I want to thank Bob and Carol. I want to thank everybody. My buddy Albert, still to this date, has been the biggest contributor outside of my large dollar donors to my charity. Albert is, he's up there, man. And we couldn't do it without you. We are putting together things to make what we do so much better for the insiders. And it's almost there. I keep saying that, but it is. And when it's there, we're going to load it up with stuff. I really want you to feel like you're part of my family. And most of you know this. A lot of the people know. When I'm in the area, I call you. We get together, we drink, we golf, we barbecue. You know, we break bread in one form or another. And maybe we see each other at a comedy show, my comedy show. But that's what we're doing. And I hope you will continue to support us. And I'm trying to get to every city. I'm trying to plan my birthday party. It ends on a zero this year, and I'm trying to plan that. I want to see as many people as I can. If we don't do all of it this year, we'll stretch it into next year. But anyway, I just want to let you guys know we appreciate you. The entire Biden family. Comer said the number indicted will jump from 9, get this, to at least 12, with the president's son, Hunter, and brother Frank's foreign dealings. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Think about that. And I've been doing more media in the last week than I've done in a long time. And let me tell you, the things that come up quite often are, look at who's running interference. You should be so lucky to have those kind of friends. The NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, where you can commit the kind of crimes that the Biden family is doing, and nobody wants to narc on you. Nobody wants to hand over data. The only way you get it handed over is if some foreign entity decides that time is up. And just so you guys know, I want to be real clear. Time's up. Time's up. Biden's are done. There's nothing any of those clandestine agencies are going to do. There's no judge that's going to be able to do it. Not if you toe the line. Not if you say enough is enough. The Bidens are scared. They're scared. Hunter's lawyers are pulling out all the stops. Watch their futility. Watch their desperation. Just look at them. We're going to learn so much about leftism. We're going to learn so much about the Bidens. We're going to learn so much about the Democratic Party, the so-called progressives. And then when we start picking apart individually, we're going to learn a lot there. I don't know if this is true, but somebody said to me, Susan Rice stepped down from something significant. And he said to me, Kevin, I know Barack Obama's no longer running things because Susan Rice stepped down. And I said, look, if you think that little skinny Negro, baby black Jesus is running stuff, you're way off base. Barack Obama has no power. Zero. They could leave him as a puppet. He used all of the Clintons' old cronies. He's got no power. Don't believe that hype. Oh, well, he put Susan Rice. Barack Obama didn't even know who Susan Rice was before he was president. That's all Clinton stuff. All Clinton stuff. The majority of his staff was ex-Clinton. That was the toughest thing for him to get away from. And that's why he had to capitulate and make old Kankles his Secretary of State. They ran the show. And I don't know who's running them, because Bill Clinton couldn't have gotten elected unless somebody behind him was the puppet master. You're looking in the wrong place. It's not these people. It's unelected bureaucrats who are the kingmakers. They decide who's going to win and who's going to lose. And those decisions are made above most people you know. It's made above their pay grades. And the problem with Donald Trump got lucky and he got in there, but he doesn't have the insiders. He doesn't have the kingmakers. And he probably never will. He's going to have to win it by brute force. For Donald Trump, everything is a nail, and he's a sledgehammer. Now, the good news is, if you think that way, you'll always solve the problems, but there are times when finesse must be involved. But he's got a lot going on his side, because they are imploding. Democrats are imploding. Look, if you think the Democrats are in bad shape now, wait 6 months. Wait 8 months. It's only going to get worse. And as the needle moves closer and closer to election day, you're going to see the level of desperation increase. You're going to see a lot of people suddenly become moderates. people like Gavin Newsom, which, by the way, that's exactly what he's doing. He will announce soon. It was funny because everybody's like, well, Kevin, Biden's going to announce, I think he's supposed to announce today. All right? Let me tell you something. If Biden does announce, let me tell you what's happening. He will say, I'm running, because that's the only thing he can't. People, well, Kevin, he announced, so he is running. No, he's not. And by the way, I didn't say he wouldn't run. What I said is he won't get the nomination. 70% of the people, Democrats, don't want Biden. He will not get the nomination. But here's the better part. And I've already told you what's going to happen. He's not even going to run. And I'm telling you, at some point, he's bowing out. You don't have to believe me. But when it happens, I want you to remember. I'm going to gloat. I'm telling you right now, I will gloat. I'm not just going to take it lying down. I'm going to gloat. We are about to get regaled with more stuff. They talk, when they mention Watergate with the Bidens, man, I just want to reach over and choke them and slap them like, what are you talking about? Watergate, please. Watergate was chump. That was chump stuff compared to what the Bidens have done. And many others in government. Now, Biden could say, I'll burn everybody down, I know, and they'll burn him. Biden has no leverage. He's done. And when they finish cooking his son, woo, he is going to age like you would. I wouldn't want to be around him. Stinking up the place. Yeah. Wait until we get the stuff. And will it be this week? Part of it will. Comer's already saying we're upping the ante. We already know more than what we thought. People have been in these SCIFs, these protected sensitive area rooms, and they are looking at this stuff and coming out jaw agape. Oh, like, what in the world? I wish I could get a peek in there, don't you? It's all right. We'll get to look at it soon enough. We come back, we're going to talk about media.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tucker Carlson is gone from Fox News. He didn't know. He didn't see it coming. And the reason is, you know, he was doing a good job. I didn't watch Tucker. I would get his clips, and his clips were spot on. It was shows I would have done. So, you know what, I'm almost happy I didn't get a gig at Fox because I'd probably be getting fired right about now. Now, some people needed to get fired. They weren't driving the numbers. But Tucker wasn't one of them. And, you know, but I'm not going to, there's no sympathy coming from me because, as I mentioned, when you get let go at Fox, none of these guys talk to you. It's over. I don't do people that way. Anytime those guys wanted to reach out to me, no problem. If I had been with Fox and Bongino got fired or Tucker got fired or whomever got fired, so be it. I'd still be their friends. But see, that's not the way the conservative movement works. People think it does, but it doesn't. And I always tell people, don't be fooled by us. Let's not get too twisted in, oh, there's us and there's them. No, there are many of them among us. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. And the same day that Tucker Carlson got fired, Don Lemon got let go. And I'll tell you, no offense to either one of them, not going to be a ripple. It's like throwing a tic-tac in the ocean. It isn't going to matter. So, I mean, yes, do we want to have those voices out there? Yes. Is Fox going to be it? No. I've told you this many times. Fox News is what I call them. When I got fired from Fox, one of the comments that was made was, well, Kevin, this thing that you said, that you tweeted, there are Fox, many women at Fox, many people at Fox who are Democrats, particularly women. And I said, okay, so what are you trying to say? I said, I was very specific when I tweeted, the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. And I said, that's what, and I accused the Democrats of setting these people up to destroy a man for no reason. And I said, the leftists have recruited these two women, likely leftists, because, and they're lying skanks. Now, I'm embellishing a bit, but that's essentially what I said. And this woman said to me at Fox News, Kevin, you might be offending women here at Fox News because there are women here who are Democrats. And I said, well, here's the deal. If the lying skank fits, then wear it. If you're a person, if you were to say to me, Kevin, black people tend to have high levels of criminality. I'm not going to,
oh, what are you trying to say about me? You trying to call me a criminal?
I would say, well, first of all, you're right. You're right. It isn't a DNA thing. It's not a black thing. It's a conditional thing. It's a cultural thing. It's not that blacks are more likely to be criminals. There are places where blacks are as few criminals as are Asians. But then there are places where we are very high criminals, like here in America. But I don't consider, you make a blanket statement. Well, you're trying to tell me I'm a criminal? No, I don't espouse. I don't assign myself whatever it is you say that does fit the narrative. It was like saying all Jews are rich and you happen to be a poor Jew. You would go, well, not all of them. It does, but this idea that you got to own it.
Kevin, you're talking about all the Democrat women.
No, I'm not. I'm not, but I do know some of them who are. I bet you some of them who complain. You know why they complain? Because they are skanks. There's an old saying, guilty dog barking. What are you mad at? If the statement doesn't fit you, leave it alone. So anyway, Tucker's gone, which tells you a lot about Fox News. And for the record, I said to many people, Fox was dead man walking when I got fired. Not because of me. Now, I'm not that big of an egomaniac. In fact, I'm not an egomaniac at all. I do have an ego. Because that's by definition self. I care about myself. I doggone sure do. But I'm not an egomaniac. I won't tell you, I left and Fox News, oh man, they went downhill. They kind of did, but it wasn't just because of me. Fox went downhill because they lost their identity. Roger Ailes gave Fox an identity, fair and balanced. That's what they wanted. And he didn't care if you had Juan Williams on one side and Hannity on the other, or Hannity and Combs or whatever. Fair and balanced. He wanted to do something different. And he created an empire, a juggernaut. And you know what happened? Those, skanks, they got hired at Fox and they ruined it. Democrats on top of Democrats. People don't even realize who the Democrats are at Fox sometimes. This is a Fox News executive telling me that there were Democrat women who might take offense at my tweet. What, I'm supposed to satisfy all of them? You pay me to be a contributor. And I contribute. And I knocked it out of the park every time. By the way, after I left, I was Megyn Kelly's number one. Megyn called me, Kevin, you're so great. You do, 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 do. She leaves, has her own show. Has she called me since? Nope. Nope. I guess I don't have enough social media footprint for her. For the record, guys, I keep telling you, if you listen to this program and you haven't connected with me on Twitter, shame on you. You haven't connected with me on Wimkin, W-I-M-K-I-N, shame on you. You should be connecting with me. We need to be connected. We need to dominate their social media. See, Tucker has been fired. I don't know how many people he has on Twitter. He will go out on Twitter, probably a bunch, make an announcement, say, here's where I'm going, here's what I'm going to be talking about, and he will have a bigger voice, believe it or not. He's going to end up with a bigger voice than he had on Fox News. And Tucker, unlike Don Lemon, I almost said Don King, unlike Diva Don, has options. Tucker can get on with lots of different people. In fact, I heard he's going to OMG, O'Keefe Media Group. I'm going to be with James O'Keefe here soon, and I'll find out. He probably will have already made the announcement, but I'll be with James in less than 3 weeks. So I don't know what's going to happen with all this, but what I will tell you is Don Lemon doesn't have any options. He can't go to Fox. Well, maybe he can. I take that back. I stand corrected. Maybe they'll have a spot for him. Multi-million-dollar spot. But here's what I will tell you. Look at the Keith Oberleaks. Look at the Keith Obermans. Look at the Melissa Perrys. Look at the people that have left these networks, these leftist hacks, and see what happens. They don't go. They have nowhere to go. Rosie O'Donnell. Fat contracts, pardon the pun on Rosie, but fat contracts, they got nowhere to go. What's popping up for them? Oh, that's right, Dan Abrams, he brought in Chris Cuomo. Yeah, he took Chris Cuomo down from $7 million a year to $1 million a year, and you know what? I don't think he's doing very well over there. Vivek Ramaswamy, the guy who's running for president, yeah, against Trump, he interviewed with Don Lemon, one of the last interviews that Don Lemon did, and here's what Vivek had to say about Don Lemon, the stupidest guy in TV.
Just got out of my interview this morning with Don Lemon in particular, also Poppy, who he didn't let talk very much on CNN. The remarkable thing is this guy, without knowing an iota of history about what actually led black Americans to get freedoms, is now lecturing about the fact that somebody, if they're not black, can't talk about that history, claiming that black people haven't had their civil rights secured even today, as he sits on air dominating the conversation from his co-anchor in a way that it was actually pretty uncomfortable, actually, to be there on set. The thing he missed is we had this debate about, they picked a clip from my NRA speech where I factually stated that the first anti-gun laws in this country were passed in 1865 to keep black people from owning guns. And the reality is black people did not have their freedoms secured in this country until their Second Amendment freedoms were secured. That's just fact. Don Lemon needs to go study it, but that made him feel a little uncomfortable because it doesn't fit his narrative. So, you know what? He actually missed the fact that Dred Scott, which is one of the most disastrous Supreme Court cases prior to the Civil War, actually said that the reason black people couldn't get their freedoms was that they would have the right to own guns. So he's just wrong on the history, wrong all the way down, but believes that the color of your skin determines what you're allowed to say. I reject that view. I think we ought to be able to have an open debate whether or not you're black or not. You should be able to talk about these issues. Don Lemon rejects that view. Frankly, his attitude towards apparently allowing his fellow female co-anchor to speak was a little bit different than mine would be. But either way, this is exactly why we need, as conservatives, to go to the other side, debate them on their own turf, and actually deliver facts and win. And we're going to be posting more clips from that later today. I'm looking forward to that.
Welcome back, folks. Tucker Carlson will be fine. Tucker's a good guy at heart. I understand why he didn't want to contact me at Fox News after I left Fox. You know, I get it. I wouldn't have done it, but I get it. Sell out for the money, you know. Don't want to give up the fat contract. Can't go talking to your buddies. I don't agree with it, but I get it. And he's going to land on his feet. Don Lemon is not going to do anything. Don Lemon's got major problems because nobody wants the diva. Tucker will land on his feet. He's going to have a voice somewhere else. He doesn't need Fox News. And that's why I don't really care. Fox News is his own worst enemy. CNN, on the other hand, did itself a favor.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.